On October 31st, 1517, a German professor, composer, priest, and monk did something that changed the arc of religion, government, and education. Fed up with the practices of the Roman Catholic Church, Martin Luther made a very public stand. He believed salvation and eternal life are received through God's grace, not through good deeds. And he rejected the church's demand indulgences be paid as a right to get into heaven. His claim, known as justification by faith alone or sola fide, supported by his 95 theses, detailing discrepancies between his beliefs and the church's. Luther staged a protest unheard of at the time in complete defiance of the powerful church. William Schweiker is the Edward L. Ryerson Distinguished Service Professor of Theological Ethics at University of Chicago.
It's a protest. It's a protest against the domination of the papacy over the church and the state.
Luther sent his theses to Catholic churches and leaders and nailed them to the door of the All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, Reverend Jeffrey Leininger of Concordia University.
When we think about that moment in 1517, when Martin Luther famously nails the 95 theses to the castle church door in Wittenberg. I mean, that's really the beginning of the movement.
Luther's theses were copied and spread in German across the region. A few years later, Luther was excommunicated.
Luther really wanted to be a reformer. He did not want to split from the church.
He went on to translate the Bible into German. Copies were printed and spread across Europe, giving individuals their first chance to read the words and understand them.
I mean, that's really the beginning of the movement, but that event is a good time to mark these incredible changes because the whole world is affected.
Martin Luther was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church, but his message wasn't silenced.
The Reformation at its core is a religious phenomena about how human beings relate to the divine, but it permeates all these cultural, political, social dimensions.
William Schweiker is the Edward L. Ryerson Distinguished Service Professor of Theological Ethics at the University of Chicago. Among the modern-day institutes created out of the Reformation, education.
Anytime somebody in this country goes to the public school, they in some way owe a debt to this Reformation.
Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Leininger with Concordia University, Chicago.
This idea that you have state-sponsored education for boys and girls, rich and poor, throughout a whole region that is standardized, paid for by the government, that dates back to Protestant Germany.
He credits Luther's translation of the Bible into German for standardizing that language, which then also came to the Spanish and English languages. Soon, governments began to shift.
The entire map of Europe gets redrawn.
Eventually touching America's shores more than 100 years later.
If there had been no Martin Luther, there would have been no John Calvin. If there was no John Calvin, there would have been no one on that Mayflower coming over to the New World.
As for the separation of Christianity between Catholics and Protestants, Schweiker says the Roman Catholic Church did make changes post-Luther.
There have been ecumenical meetings over the last 50 years that really have come to an understanding that the central doctrinal issue, this how you relate to God, it's called justification by faith, it was a misunderstanding, and that traditional Catholic doctrine is closer to Protestantism than the people at the time understood.
But he says the divisions are still there.
The sticking point is still the papacy and the authority invested in that office, which Protestants have difficulty with.
On Saturday, hundreds of school children will sing as part of a massive worship service called Reformation 500 Celebration Day at Concordia University, Chicago. There will also be 16th century characters, puppet shows, even 500-year-old documents on display. On Monday, Concordia pastor Jeffrey Leininger says they'll host a forum to bring all Christian faiths together. Even Cardinal Blaise Supich will take part.
Public forum, which I've summarized as, it's been 500 years, let's talk. So we have a Roman Catholic and an evangelical and Reformed representative and a Lutheran representative to talk about what divides us but what brings us together after 500 years.
Meanwhile, across the pond at the famous church where Luther made his stand in Wittenberg, Germany, Valparaiso University's chorale will be performing on Reformation Day.
We are the only international choir that is appearing in Wittenberg on the day of the 500th anniversary.
Professor Christopher M. Koch is the conductor of the Valparaiso University Chorale.
The church where Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses to the door of that church, and we will sing a hymn festival.
Among the the singer, senior Jeffrey Langevin, who described the shock a few years ago when the choir found out they were invited to perform.
It's one of those reactions of, really? Like, really? No, really, you're not pulling my leg on this one. This event for us, I think, really is more an invitation to think about the Reformation, to think about some of these things that have so shaped our culture to the point that they are ingrained in our culture where we don't even recognize some of the ramifications of what happened some 500 years ago.
All of the background music throughout this series has been from the Valparaiso University Chorale. Of course, other celebrations and events surrounding the Reformation will be held at numerous locations throughout the world. Ryan Burrow, WGN News.